there was a time when I was in one of the higher institutions of learning. I had this lecturer that anytime he asks a question, he will always make sure that we get it wrong. No matter what you say, you are always very wrong. The result of that was that I stopped talking in class. And not just me, everybody, we are always as silent as a grave. Well, there are so many teachers like that in Nigeria. And as we know, that what makes the educational sector is majorly the teachers and the students. But today on this podcast, we'll be looking at the teacher. Join us. You're welcome to the Nigeria Story Podcast, episode 37. My name still remains the same. My friends call me H to the Y to the O to the D to the E to the J to the I, Ayodeji Adegbala. And also here with me is
Adeola Dagunro Oluwatosin. You can also call me Gbagboyemi. So as a sequel to the episode we had last week concerning our educational sector in Nigeria, concerning what ought to be versus the reality of what we have on ground, this week we'll be continuing again to talk more about our teachers. And when we say talk more about our teachers, we are not going to just dress anybody down today, but what we are going to talk about is to find solutions to the challenges we have, to summon them and to make a headway to make our educational sector better.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there are some very important skills that spies up a teacher, that makes the person looks very professional. The first one is
going to what we heard to have. Our teachers are supposed to learn to have good communication skills. How to, you know, it's one thing to know what you want to pass across. It's another thing to know how to pass it across effectively. So, one of those things a good teacher, a professional teacher should know is a good communication skill, passing across the knowledge to the students. But we see that some of our teachers don't have these qualities. The way they pass across this information, the way they pass across the knowledge or teach, does not really bring out the best in their students.
Another quality which is very important for a teacher to have is a listening skill. A good teacher should be a good listener to his or her students, but I feel some of our teachers are really lagging behind when it comes to this. Just like the first example I made at the introduction, we have teachers that cannot even condole, that cannot just wait to hear from their student. The next thing they want to do is just to undress them, is just to wash them down. And one thing that these guys don't know is that the more they do that, they are affecting the student psychologically. At that, they won't be able to stand up for themselves. So that's one of the qualities I feel some of our teachers are lacking.
If I may ask you, who do you get more attracted to? Someone who is always having a serious face all the time or a friendly face? I think the general populace will like to approach that personality with a friendly look, a friendly carriage, and you know, the friendly atmosphere. Also, a teacher should be friendly, not too playful, so to say, but friendly in such a way that he or she is approachable by the students. There are so many things that, apart from just imparting knowledge to the students, there are so many other things that a teacher ought to know about the students. There are so many things the students are passing through that they might want to share. For example, a student that does not really learn in a certain way, if the teacher is approachable, can ask the teacher about it and get help in so many ways.
Oluwatosin, I think I should talk from my own experience. I've had very important experience and very mouth-washing experience, as I will call it. Oh, sorry. I've had teachers that you dare not just walk to their office anyhow. You dare not see them anyhow. In fact, as that, we call them demigod in the department. I think almost everybody has that. We have similar, or we've had experiences like that. We had these teachers that mere looking at their face like this, you want to run away. So they are not approachable. But to them, they are doing the right thing. Well, to every side, there is a benefit and there is a demerit. But at that, so when it's too much, I don't think it's going to help the teachers. It's going to help the students and as well as the teachers. Because there was this person too, which I knew when I was in school. The person had a challenge, and the person she could speak with was the teacher But she was afraid. She couldn't talk until everything went out of hand, and you know, we lost her eventually just because she was afraid of the teacher. So if our teachers are being friendly, they should behave like fathers, and they should behave like mothers, like brothers and sisters, even to their students, to their world. But in Nigeria, we just believe that everything must be hard. The country is hard. Them too, they must be hard. So rigidity is not the solution to our problems. I just feel in the educational sector, we should be flexible and easy to approach.
Wow, you got me there when you said Nigeria already is hard. Well, I think as it is hard, we also have ways of making things simpler for ourselves. Okay, now again, in the classroom, we have different students and their learning paces are different from each other. We have fast learners, we have slow learners that don't grab things. So for a teacher in a classroom, you must be patient. A teacher must be patient.
Yeah, that's actually very true. You know, similarly too, when I was in secondary school, sometimes I belong to a set of guys where when our mathematics teacher is teaching us and he says that maybe 5 times 5, I belong to the set that will reply with B's.
We give
the
B's.
We reply with B's just for us to make sure that he sees our mouth moving. So, you know, and this man will not even look back to even check if we really got what he was teaching. But everything he was concerned about was that he just wants to come to class, teach, and just get out of here.
So if we want the best results from our students, we must be patient with them. Some grab it very fast. Some grab it with time. And some have special techniques before they can get it. So a good teacher must be patient with the learners. Another quality of a good teacher is a strong work ethic. Okay, how well or how diligent is this teacher? You know, it depends on how you have done your homework as a teacher. It will tell on how you disseminate information and knowledge to your students. So if a teacher does not have strong work ethics, it will really show or tell on the class. How do you prepare your notes? How do you prepare for the assignments? You know, how well you put some things. And also, relation to this is preparation for the class.
Sorry, before you actually move into that, I think I should give it to our teachers here in Nigeria. There is one thing I have noticed about our teachers are rugged. No, we should give it to them. How much are they paying our teachers? For real, how much are they paying them? I've had encounters whereby I've heard somebody, although in the private sector, somebody collecting around 6,000 in this current dispensation, as low as 6,000 naira per month for teaching. No, tell me, look at such a remuneration. What do you expect from the person?
Okay, I'll say, when we are done with the qualities of being a teacher, we're going to address also the challenges that they go through. And here we can really see through the highs of their pain of what they go through. So a good teacher should prepare for the lecture. So in having preparation and having a good work ethic, that is when it can be passed on to the students. For example, we all know that mathematics teachers are always very serious.
Lacuna.
As in short, everybody can testify to that. When it comes to classworks, they're very serious. Assignments and homeworks, they are always very serious. And then we can all testify, mathematics teachers, I think, have the highest record of beating students. That is it. But I think the subject made them have a good work ethic. You have to follow up on your students. You have to keep track of what is going on.
Another very important qualities for our teachers is the discipline skills. We are in this part of the world that we believe that until you are being beaten, you are not being disciplined. But the reverse should be the case in a real sense. Discipline is not about beating. It's about the ability to inculcate morals, virtue in the heart of the subject. So it's not about beating somebody. So I feel our teachers now, although I think the trend is changing to an extent, especially in the private sector, they don't really beat students again. But in the public sector, beating is a normal thing that they can beat. And I've heard of cases of someone beating a student, comma, and even the student of nowadays are even very funny. I could recall when we were actually very young, there are times where the teachers will beat us and we'll go home angrily and we'll think that we want to harm the teacher. We'll go and put these goats figures there. Well, God so good, it's God that is saving our teachers though. Some students are actually they have their mommy water spirit too.
There was a case recently where a student took a gun to school to shoot a teacher.
Well done.
Because the teacher told her, or I think the teacher caught a tinted hair that she brought to school. And then the next day, the girl brought a gun to school to shoot the teacher. Though she was caught, and it was later learned that she got the gun from a married boyfriend, the father of six. So that is how far discipline level declines more. And to another quality, that will be the last we'll talk about, qualities of a good and professional teacher here, a respectful attitude. I mean, a teacher ought to respect the students. Respect is not about calling them sir or ma, no. But in respect in such a way that you don't talk down on your students, you don't make jest of them, you don't bring them down in the eyes of others. I know this lends to the discipline too. If in our days now, a student can easily sue a teacher if the teacher is found guilty of some behaviors that are unprofessional. So, there you have it. Are you a teacher? Are you aspiring to be a teacher? Are you a student? Are you a parent? Are you a policymaker? These are all things we need to know and to imbibe into our teaching culture at every level. So, now we have talked about how a teacher ought to be, the qualities they are supposed to possess. Now let's look at some other things these teachers face too. Sometimes we just talk about teachers, the bad things about them, the ugly things about them, but let's look at it too and give them some accolades for the good work that they are doing.
So the first thing I want to talk about here is the issue of motivation. Majority of our teachers, both public and private, from the public and private sectors, are not well motivated. So at this, their morale is low. You know, when it comes to payment of teachers, as I was trying to say, point out the other time, our teachers are not well paid. We have teachers in the private sectors collecting as low as 6,000 naira.
Teachers have to feed families and take care of themselves.
And if, in fact, don't be surprised, even with that 6,000 naira, maybe they are even required to teach primary 1 to 5. So all those things will be affecting the delivery, their level of delivery. Another very important point which I want to talk about here is the issue of the reward system. Very similar to the issue of being motivated, our teachers are not really rewarded. Because we have teachers that trained, can we compare? Actually, there's this argument, there has been this argument over centuries that what do you want to become? Nobody really wants to become a teacher, for real. Because how much are they being paid? Nobody really wants to become a teacher. I mean, when it comes to the students will say they rather want to become a governor, they rather want to become a pilot, they rather want to become a congressman.
What if I told you I want to be a teacher?
No, you know now, your own matter is always at the other side of the coin.
Really?
Yes, let's say this. Okay, maybe I should say that we have just few people that want to become a teacher.
Yeah. Okay, so, now trying to learn more about the challenges our teachers face on a daily basis. Apart from the poor reward system they have, there are a number of challenges to face. One is the lack of time for planning. We're talking about proper planning for the class and for learning, but sometimes they have limited time to do a lot of things. And in addition to this, they have a lot of paperwork to do. They have to mark scripts, they have to check the student's workbook. They also have to have their own notes properly done, checked, and some other non-academic paperwork that they also have to attend to. Some of these things help to reduce the time they even have to prepare for the students. Another thing is the performance pressure from school administrators. In this age now, there are a lot of competitions. We might not believe it, but even in the teaching profession, there are competitions. The education administrators want everyone to do better. Employers of labor want every employee to do better. And as they are doing that, the teacher is under a lot of pressure. You are not doing this well, your students are not improving, you know. With other challenges on ground, the teacher has to add that to the baggage that they are carrying. Another one I would like to talk about here is having too many responsibilities at the same time. Also balancing diverse learning needs of the students.
Well, let me just come in from here. You know, I heard the case of a proprietor asking the teachers to be a teacher, to be teaching at the same time, to be the one responsible for cleaning the sheet of the student. Whenever they defecate, they're expecting the teachers to also clean it.
So the teacher is supposed to do the nanny work, the teaching work.
At the same time they teach in various classes? Can you imagine? Can you just imagine?
And so, they'll still be paid little something.
And we are talking about the delivery system. Then how can they deliver properly?
Okay, and one of the most pressing issue on ground now is the issue of a technology. In this day now, we have a very great speed of technological advancements, and when teachers don't have up-to-date technology knowledge, they are not up-to-date with technology devices that are up now, even in the educational sector. It makes teaching more difficult for them. So on this note, we'll be rounding up for the show, and here I guess we have learned one or two things about the teachers, the ways we can help them, even in our own little ways, and the ways they can help themselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be closing this podcast for today here, and please join us next week. My name still remains the same. My name is Ayodeji Adigbala, and also on the show we have
Igbapoyemi
Oluwatosin. You can follow us on previous podcasts on anchor.fm/The Nigerian Story Podcast. And please hit me up on WhatsApp on 081-338-71480. Now to our question of the week segment. Tell us, who is... Actually, do you know that nobody got the answer for last week's podcast?
Wow. I should have answered it then.
Okay.
Wait, hope the prize is still on ground.
Yeah, sure. So tell us, who is the first minister for education in Nigeria? Please send your answers to +234-338-71480. You can send us a message via mail at reviveNigeriaMission@gmail.com. Special thanks to my crew, Michael Aluwoja, Head of Graphics, Teams Global Concepts, PLS Music Studio. We are so grateful. Thank you very much. And also, I want to appreciate our listeners far and wide across Nigeria, across the countries in the world. Thank you very much. Please stay safe and remember that we love you. Catch you next week. Bye.